Abraham Lincoln said, "The legitimate object of government is to do for a community of people whatever they need to have done, but cannot do for themselves." Most of us believe government should regulate business, provide a basic social safety net, promote infrastructure, protect civil rights, and support the rule-based international order. The safety net must include clean energy, clean air, clean water, and importantly, health care. Health care is a human right. But half of Americans feel they cannot afford health insurance. The United States should have universal health insurance. As a medical doctor in Northern Illinois for 40 years, I have seen Medicare work well. People without health insurance delay regular doctor visits and care, coming late to medical attention. At that time, care is provided, but at greater cost and with worse outcomes. In comparisons of wealthy countries, the U.S. performs worse than peer nations on access, administrative efficiency, equity, and outcomes. Doctors and patients spend immense time and resources navigating a deeply fragmented insurance system. The U.S. is the only country in its peer group without universal health care coverage. Over 8% of the population remains completely uninsured. Half of lower-income adults report that financial barriers prevent them from receiving care. Cheap insurance is not a solution. Cheap health insurance means no health care when you need it. And despite what you may have heard, Medicare for All would increase take-home pay for the vast number of Americans. Universal health care would save money and provide better results. I'm Dr. John Maynard, and that is my perspective.